Gerald, just put this sort of season in perspective. Did you guys learn a lot about, I mean, as a team, about what it takes to win? And I mean, you had a bad record, but do you think you guys got over your skis a little bit in the beginning with all the expectations, or what do you think happened in terms of the record?
We just didn't do enough to finish the games. And one score games, we were 3-7. That could have easily been 7-3, and we'd be getting ready to play next week. Or who knows, getting ready to play the week after. We just got to find a way to finish those games. We won't know if we figured something out or if we learn from it until next season. But I will say, guys, eyes are open to a lot. And we just got to learn to get those games to go in our favor. Just like last night, fourth down, James makes a great throw, Cam makes a great catch, and then there we go. We get off the field on defense and, you know, get the offense one last shot. That ain't the first time this happened.
Right.
It just hasn't been going our way. Last night it did. We got to figure out a way to make that happen more often.
What are the personal improvements that you wanted to make coming into this season? I know you talked about wanting to be more of a factor in the fourth quarter and things like that. Do you feel like you were able to accomplish that? I know you had the injuries.
Yeah, I feel like I was able to do more for my team. You know, people are always going to look at the numbers, but I think I was able to do more with, you know, as far as regardless of whether I was getting a sack, pressuring the quarterback, hitting the quarterback, making plays in the backfield. Just different things of that sort. And then even yesterday, you know, on some of those sacks we got, you know, just being able to pressure Drew and get him to move around and guys collecting or taking up doubles or whatever it is, and then guys getting sacked. That's what I'm here for. The thing about it is it's okay to get your own accolades, but if you're not making the people around you better, then what really are you doing? So that's just what I'm going to try and do to improve moving forward, because honestly, I have the accolades. I don't have the wins, and people are going to look and say, well, he did his thing, but he didn't win. And it's not about me. It's about my team. But if I'm going to be one of the guys, we got to win, and I understand that.
Have you made a decision as to whether or not you're going to be healthy enough to play in the Pro Bowl?
No, I haven't made a decision. I don't know. You know, my family, they love it regardless of where it's at. They don't care. It's a vacation. You know, last year when I was in it, it was crazy. My son actually had, like, games during the week, so I was, like, going back and forth. Because it's just Orlando, you know, we don't have nothing. We have practice in the morning, don't have nothing in the evening. You drive down there, watch the game and come back, be back for practice the next morning. It's just, you know, so it's very convenient because you don't have to really change nothing. And then with flights and stuff, my family, I get flooded with family on home games anyway, so it would be no different just flying them here. So my family is definitely wanting me to go, but 17, 18 straight weeks of just going. A little tired, but we'll see. You know, it's an all-star game, and it's always great. And, you know, I want to represent my city and my team for sure. So we'll see.
What was Dirk's message to you guys today? I mean, what was it he wanted to leave you with in the offseason?
We were close. You know, we were close. It's not like we were far off. We was just like the same thing I said. We just got to find a way to come out on the top end of those, you know, close games. That's really all it was, man. He does what every coach does. He gives us reality. Everybody's not going to be here. Coaches, players, it's just not going to be the same what we've seen from this year. It's not the same this year as it was last year. It's just reality. And he just wishes everybody the best. People are here. People are not going to be here. And same thing he always says, whatever you do, just own it. And go get it. It's just really his message.
You, in this division, three teams are going to the postseason.
Yeah.
And you played in it for a while.
Right.
Does it take an extra effort to win this division?
Absolutely. It's the best division in football. Yeah, I said it. So what? I care what people have to say. I said it. It's the best division of football.
It's the best division
of football. And I believe that Carolina go 2 years ago, Atlanta went last year, the Saints to go to the Super Bowl this year, and then only leaves one team. So, you know, I'm not making no predictions or nothing, but Saints, you guys have to go to the Super Bowl so I don't sound like a dummy. But, yeah, this is a very tough division, full of excellent players. I mean, just the amount of players that went to the Pro Bowl from our division, period. And, you know, the All-Pros we have, and just the – it's competitive. You know, we came out on top yesterday, but we were in every game besides that one in Atlanta. I mean, in New Orleans. So, we just got to find a way to win those next year. And, you know, win your division, and there you go.